Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Perfect World of Miwako Sumida by Clarissa Gunawan, read by Cindy Kay and David Shi. Prologue. Yusei and Chie returned to the pathway. Tall grass had given way to dense trees, so close together they almost blocked out the sun. Some of their leaves had fallen, covering the dark, mossy ground. Tiny white mushrooms were scattered around their roots. The sound of trickling water had faded away. But every once in a while, a bird chirped in the distance. Amidst this endless wave of trees, it seemed as if they were the only two people left in the world.
"Do you think this is where Miwako hanged herself?" Yusei asked.
Chie stopped walking. The question sparked a series of troubling thoughts. Had Miwako died here? Now that the thought was planted in her mind, the mountain felt anything but peaceful. She could almost hear the forest spirit calling her, beckoning her to join souls with it, just as Miwako had. To remain here forever. "Stay here so you can be free. You no longer need to carry this burden."
Part 1. Ryusei Yanagi. Before I knew it had happened, I'd fallen in love with Miwako Sumida. Whenever I was on campus, my eyes unconsciously sought her out. I constantly watched where she went, what she did, what she wore, how she tied her long hair back and adjusted her glasses.